We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area, because it works. Visit EMP180.com and get empowered. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, February 19th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Got a big show today. Chris Russell is going to join us coming up at 7. He's had a lot of insight on the Bryce Harper situation. As of this morning, remains unsigned. A lot of indicators that he's going to Philly, but still unsigned as far as I know. Alan May is going to join us coming up at 8:20. We'll talk about the Caps. They bounced back last night with a win against the Kings after an awful performance against the Ducks.
Dreadful performance. Mm.
They've been yo-yoing for a little bit.
Yeah, but you know what? They took 2 out of 3 in Cali. Generally, that's a success. Yeah. You would have liked all three against a team as bad as the Ducks, but look, they dropped it. They rebounded last night, so you'll take that on the West Coast.
2-2 on the road trip total.
Right.
Because they lost to Columbus, and then they beat San Jose and L.A.
Still 2 games left to take on the Maple Leafs and the Sabres.
Correct.
Still on the road trip.
So Alan May will join us coming up at 8:20, and Jesse Dougherty, who covers the Nationals for the Washington Post, will join us at 9:20.
Mm-hmm.
The boys on the midday show, Grant Danny, they're heading to Florida this week for spring training. So things are starting to heat up. We will be there, I guess, the week after.
Today's
not that long from now.
Today's got to be the day, right? Today's the Bryce day.
I think
today's the Bryce day.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I've thought that for weeks, but I think today's the Bryce day.
I mean, I saw somebody tweet another flight tracker deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was this one?
I see that. It was a private flight, I believe, from Vegas to Clearwater.
Right.
And that's the Phillies training spot.
Nice.
Right? Yeah.
So who knows?
Is he going to just appear in Clearwater?
Who knows?
And have a presser right there and sign his deal?
Who knows? Maybe. Because maybe it's somebody in the Phillies brass who's been flying back and forth trying to make it happen. And
absolutely.
Bryce is saying, not enough. Bring more.
Right.
Or maybe
cash.
It's just a high roller from Vegas that wants to go watch spring training.
Could be.
Could be.
We don't know.
Spring training's kind of boring. There's a lot more action in Vegas.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
And if you lived in Vegas, you'd probably just go to spring training in Arizona.
You would think.
A lot closer.
Hey, I just was thinking about this. You know, when we did our fantastic weekend preview on Friday where there wasn't much going on, you had mentioned that you're getting hotels to avoid the snow.
Yeah.
When you do that, does it rick you a little bit that nothing happens? There's no snow event? I mean, it makes it convenient because you're right there for a volleyball tournament, but you only live, a half hour from there.
Yeah. No, I know. A little bit, but I knew going in. I could have canceled the second day. Couldn't have canceled the first day. But it was so nice just to be there. And I just spent a little time with my daughter. So we had a great time. Stayed at Silly Hotel Monaco right there by the Verizon Center. Whatever they call that thing now. Cap One
Capital
Arena.
One
I can't
Arena.
Keep track.
That's where Kevin got married. Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah. Yeah. We just had a great time. Great weekend. 3 days. I have to give a shout out to the girls. Virginia Junior 16 Elite. They finished 3rd in the gold bracket. Got their little bronze medal. They went 8-1 over the weekend. So, we had a busy, busy weekend. The snow didn't arrive, but it ended up being a blessing in disguise.
It's coming, though. It's coming tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, 4 to 8 or 6 to 8, depending on where you live. 4 to 5.
Kids will be. It is a certainty the kids will not be going to school on Wednesday.
Probably not on Thursday.
0% chance on Wednesday.
Yes.
My brother actually sent me a text. It's so funny. He was in Las Vegas for a hockey tournament. So his son plays on a really good team. They're playing out in Vegas. Yep. And he sent me a text. Just got kicked out of my first youth sports event.
What did he do?
Oh, really?
He apparently didn't
Carrying
do anything,
on?
But he said a buddy was talking smack and got attacked. And then he tried to stand in the middle of it to break up whatever was going on between two parents. And a security person came over and they kicked them all
out. You're all done. You're all
He was all
wrong
he was distraught.
He, your brother's all he was doing.
Guilty
was
by association.
Trying to play peacemaker. Trying to break up
was
the fight.
Boozing? Was he boozing? Was he boozing in the stands?
I doubt it because he's with his family.
I've been to some of those hockey games before, man. That people, there's tailgating.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in Vegas. Maybe there's some people who are loopy, but it might have also been a situation. I know that they had advanced to the playoffs. Like, this text came after the advanced playoffs, so it gets a little more tense.
I guess more heated.
Bunch of teams from all across the country. Like, at one point, they played a team from Oakland, I believe. Mm-hmm. They're playing teams from all across the country. Maybe parents get too
Of course they
up.
Do. Of course.
Absolutely. Dude, you see that in volleyball tournaments. We're playing teams from all over the country, too, and you see some parents that are just crazy. Right. Chanting. I mean, it's just crazy.
Just can't control themselves.
It's just crazy. Thank God my daughter's on a great team, some great parents. Everyone was just kind of mellow. They take it seriously, but they're not, like, fighting, right, screaming at the refs. Everyone's just handling it like they should.
Well, and also in volleyball, they're on other sides of the net. So there can't be, like, physical altercation between the kids, really.
No, you're never going to see that.
You know what I mean? In a sport like hockey,
where there's physical contact.
There's hitting.
Sure.
People can be upset that referees aren't calling certain
tensions
things.
Tensions are flaring in the stands.
You're probably going to have less of that in volleyball.
Lacrosse is not always similar. It's not always the parents. Some of the kids are little jerks, too.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I remember playing against a team this past fall from a team from Virginia Beach, and the shortstop was this little bee. Mm-hmm. I mean, what just a loudmouth garbage. And her dad was the coach, and she was talking smack to our kids. Like, if our kid was on second base, she'd be talking smack to her.
Right.
Now, we beat him. Thank God.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, she's just trash. She was a little trash girl from, you know, some trailer trash from Virginia Beach. And her dad was even worse.
Right. Maybe her dad's a listener now that we're kind of in that area. Now.
I don't know. I just wanted to punch him in his face.
You never know. And down in Norfolk.
Believe me, I wanted to get an altercation.
I'm sure you did.
So it's not always the parents. Sometimes the kids can be little jerks, too.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. But we had a nice time in D.C., went to Clyde's. Every time I go to Clyde's, Cakes,
yes,
I have to get oysters.
You do?
I don't know
why.
I don't even know if they're known for it. I don't even know. Whatever. But
I was at Clyde's last week for an appearance. Did not get oysters, though. I saw 1,000 waiters go by me with trays of oysters.
Their happy hour deal is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's half price. So if it's normally like $38 or something, you get it for like whatever that is, 19, 18, whatever it is. I think it's normally $36 for a dozen. And you could get it for 18.
It's very nice. I'm just glad they let me back in Clyde's after the Caps victory parade when I smuggled a contraband bottle of champagne and then popped it right in the middle.
Did they get upset?
No, it was too crowded and too packed. Nobody cared.
Nobody cared. Right.
But I thought I was going to get escorted off the premises.
No.
What are you going to do?
That place is always packed.
It was packed.
And I guess
pre-appearance last week and shockingly, for the Caps victory parade.
I guess there was the Disney on Ice this weekend. So not only did you have approximately 1,500, think about this, 1,500 different volleyball teams in town for this.
Hold on, 1,500 teams?
Teams.
Oh. That's a bonanza
tournament.
For the hotel.
Oh, my God.
And restaurants.
Restaurants just killing.
Then you had the Disney on Ice bit. I mean, it was crowded downtown.
I'm sure
this
it was.
I was a little distraught. I'm not great at checking our Entercom email.
Yeah.
I do it far more than I ever have in our career because we've been urged to check it.
I try and do it
a couple times a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have an almost 2-year-old, and I saw on Friday, but I saw it on Saturday, that somebody here, I don't even know who's in charge of these things, was offering tickets.
Right.
First come, first
serve.
One
of the assistant promotions manager.
I probably would have taken advantage of it. Yeah, but it was like, I don't know who that person is. Assistant promotions director for El Zol. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't even think I would ever win a reply all thing. You know, if they do the whole company thing, you think you're going to be the first one?
I did for Georgetown tickets.
Yeah. Well, it's not as big a ticket, probably.
As Disney on Ice.
Oh, yeah.
I know, because Disney on Ice, I guess, is fairly expensive, too. I really should check it every day because the day before there was an offer. It's somebody that you've never heard of. I don't even know his name, but I was trying to hook up my mom with tickets, just get her out to do something different. And so I looked up the MGM Victor National Manuel. Harbor schedule. Yeah, there was a Puerto Rican singer who was in town at MGM.
That would have gone over big.
And
with
the thing
your mom.
Is, when I had last seen my mom, I saw her this weekend, but the weekend before I saw her, she had a couple friends over. And I was saying, you guys should do that type of stuff. Because when I said to see Ricky Martin or something, she loved it. But she kind of stays in her box and thinks, oh, it's too much work.
The
she
hassle.
Struggles with her legs. She doesn't walk very well at this point in life. And I was like, just get out and go out and do it. And she was hemming and hawing. But if I'd maybe surprise her with
you
tickets.
You got her free
now, of
tickets.
Course, those are expensive. I looked.
I'm sure they probably are.
They're like $1.50 for the cheap seats.
I'm guessing they were.
I'm glad I don't have to go to those teams anymore.
But anyway, moral of the story
I
for
spent
us
plenty
is
plenty of cash over there.
We probably should check that Entercom email a little more often.
No, what I've done is I've saved it and bookmarked it. So anytime I open my browser, it's one of the tabs that opens.
Right.
That's the only way I'll check.
The problem
it.
Is more often than not, the emails in there are about keeping the refrigerator clean.
Right, or something about the gym.
Or timesheets.
Right.
It's always timesheets.
Our password is always about to expire.
Yeah. Right. Seemingly, yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's cool that you had a good time and the team did well. I was telling Cakes before we did the show, surprisingly, we had movie reviews on Friday, and surprisingly, I saw one of those movies yesterday. I saw Happy Death Day 2.
Which one of them interested you? Happy Death Day?
It didn't necessarily interest me, but I went with my son, and I'll say it wasn't that bad. It was kind of Back to the Future meets Final Destination.
Okay.
Happy nice. Death Day to you? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's what it's called. I know it's the sequel.
It's a mystery slasher?
Yes.
That's how it's depicted here?
Made me chuckle
a
few times.
It was number. Was it number one at the box office?
I have no idea
it probably
how it
was.
Did.
I've
there wasn't a ton of people at the theater.
Probably
when
made
I
for $3 million and probably made 15 to 20 this
Cakes.
Weekend.
Cakes? Fifth at the box office.
Okay, what was the budget?
Let me see. It looks like $9 million and it made $9
million. Okay, well, then it's a big fat winner.
Yeah, from now on
it's next week. It's going to make $4 million or $3 million. Going to be starting a tidy profit.
Happy Death Day? Is that what you said it was?
Happy Death Day to you.
It's a sequel to Happy Death Day.
Yeah. Who knew?
Well, I knew because
Kevin was on.
Actually said that the movie, I think he gave it a 3.5.
So is it considered a horror movie? No.
It's, if you consider Scream a horror movie,
it's
or
like
Final
a,
Destination.
It's like a sticky horror movie.
Yes.
Sticky. A lot of shtick going
like
on.
Like I said, Back to the Future meets Final Destination.
Yeah.
That would be my elevator pitch
it
for a movie that's
you know what?
Made.
I like both of those franchises.
Right.
So I would probably like it.
So you saw that yesterday?
I saw that last night.
Mm.
Yeah. Of course, Sunday night I had to clear it out for
True Detective.
True Detective.
I watched that last night.
I waited till Monday morning. I think I was tossing and turning in bed.
Just kind of waiting
yeah,
for it?
Yeah, because I was like, True Detective is on, but I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. Like when I eat breakfast on Monday morning, but it was killing me not to watch it Sunday night as it aired.
What is there?
Why didn't
one
you watch
episode?
It Sunday night?
I don't know.
You want to sleep.
What was Sunday night?
Were you,
oh, no,
you know what? You're busy watching the UFC fight night.
No, incorrect. I was watching the cluster F of a Caps versus Ducks game.
Yeah.
At least up until the end of the second period.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, I didn't watch the meltdown in the third period.
By the way, did you watch the end of the Daytona?
I didn't watch the beginning, middle,
I didn't watch the beginning.
I didn't watch any.
I was watching the end of that. I probably watched the last 12 laps, which took 2 hours.
Right.
Every time they restarted, there was an accident. There must have been 6 accidents in the last 10
Yeah, sounds like a lot
laps.
Of fun. Sounds like quality viewing.
I mean, the announcers couldn't believe it.
Right.
Jeff Gordon and I don't know who the other guy was. But they couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
They've never seen anything like this.
Right.
They would run a lap and then get an accident. Then they'd have to stop for 20 minutes. Run a lap, get in an accident.
I didn't watch, but I was in a $1 Daytona DFS sweat. Spoiler alert, I didn't win. It's a donation.
I mean, it was the worst because then there were only 2 laps left, and there was no one going to catch Hamlin. He was in the lead. They're not going to catch him.
Zach Towns' guy won?
Yeah.
That's his
guy,
right?
That's his guy, Joe Gibbs' guy.
Nice.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
Maybe Zach Towns will resurface.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
So, even though it took 2 hours,
forever.
Was he far ahead of everybody else?
No, because after the crashes, they get all close.
Yeah,
so
they were stopping.
How much did he win by? Just by a half second or something?
Yeah, by a car or whatever.
Was it fun? Was it fun to watch?
No, it was a cluster F.
Well, it was cool to see Gibbs win after his son died.
Yeah. Gibbs won. Hamlin's a Gibbs guy.
All right, well, let me guess.
But the ending wasn't that exciting.
You're not going to watch the next event.
Actually, you know what? I guess it was exciting because
does.
If you'd like to watch NASCAR, if you're a casual NASCAR fan, you want to see accidents. And Hey, you saw plenty of them.
Were right. there spectacular accidents?
Yeah, it was one that was pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah. And everybody's okay, though. Some
I don't think there was any injuries.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they were flipping cars. But
I think
it was
the only
crazy.
Way I would watch the Daytona 500 is if I were doing a Daytona 500 appearance. And even then, it would be like a quarter of one eyeball would
well,
be watching.
I was doing an appearance in my bedroom when yeah. I was watching it.
It can be fun if you're in the mind, if you're sort of in the right frame of mind for it. Yeah.
After Justin Thomas choked away the Genesis, I just said, all right, I'm going to turn on the Daytona.
I did watch some of that.
I didn't watch any of that either.
Yeah. Tiger got hot there a little bit. Was it third round?
Tiger in stretches was okay, but overall he was inconsistent.
I watched my guy Sung Kang sink down the leaderboard. That was pretty depressing.
Yeah, he went.
I didn't watch the action. I didn't watch one swing. I just checked his status on my phone.
I just couldn't believe it was Southern California and guys were in ski caps and pullovers.
They look like me out of the course.
Yeah, it was like 48 degrees.
With better swings, of course.
All right, as always, you want to get in touch with us throughout the show. 800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on NBC Sports Washington. Before we get into the Bryce Harper thing, I can't believe I logged that much time with it, but on Saturday night, I was running around, driving, and then I got back, and it's in my blood no matter what. I do watch the stupid dunk contest and three-point contest, and it is bad.
I didn't watch one second of either one.
It's just so bad.
Well, people were hyping up on social media at the time when Diallo, I guess, dunked over Shaq.
He had a nice dunk.
That sounded like it was the highlight.
Well, I mean, he jumped 55 inches in the air. It was crazy.
Yeah.
He had a nice dunk. That was great. And he put his arm in there like Vince Carter. It was cool.
That's crazy.
I don't know how many attempts Dennis Smith Jr. had, but it's just tiresome.
Did he win it? Diallo won it.
Basically because everybody else just missed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tiresome when a guy, I think Dennis Smith Jr. was trying to do a behind-the-back toss that he would catch, then go through his legs and dunk it, and he just couldn't execute
it. They're making it like skateboarding, where you get 20 tries or whatever to land a trick. And then if you land the trick, it is supposed to be some sort of legendary thing.
I'm sorry. When the 10th man on the Thunder wins it.
Right.
I'm sorry. I know he's a great athlete. He's waiting for an opportunity to get more playing time, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. When that guy wins it, it doesn't move anybody's needle. I'm sorry. It's just he's a 10th or 11th man on the roster.
Why don't they go back to the old school way of doing it?
I guess people got bored with the regular dunks.
Because you're just going to see the same dunks you've seen every year.
Right. Well, they're turning it into a trick shot thing.
It would just turn into Dennis Smith Jr. doing the Jordan Lee.
They're just trying to one up each other from year to year, and it's hard.
And the shtick is so bad. I think they each did two dunks in the first round. Four guys. When we were growing up, it'd be like eight guys, and there'd be three rounds, and then there'd be a semifinal round, there'd be a final. So they just have to nail two dunks. And my thought is, if these guys are practicing these dunks, which I would assume that they practice a couple of days. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in a dunk contest.
I think they probably do about the day before.
You know what? If you don't hit 75% of those dunks, toss them out. Do a dunk which you get, you know, at least you get in the hoop at least 75% of the time.
Yeah, but JP, John Collins made his first two dunks and was shown out of the contest because people want.
They want
as
the spectacular.
Crazy as possible.
Yeah.
All right. Is John Collins the guy who brought out the Tuskegee Airmen bit?
Yeah.
Did this whole bit.
No idea.
Where they brought out five guys dressed as Tuskegee Airmen. They just stood there on the basketball court. He put on some goggles and the goofy hat like he was going to. And then I guess he couldn't see with the goggles. So he took that off. And they had built like a Wright Brothers plane. Because I guess the Wright brothers, the first airplane was in North Carolina.
Right.
I know there's, like, when we go to Outer Banks, I always see something, right?
Yep.
Sure. So they have this big-ass plane, and then his dunk was he was going to jump over the plane, which he, by the way, crashed into, and it was a regular dunk.
Yeah.
Am I wrong on that description, Drab?
You're not wrong. Regular dunk. There was a whole story written about it yesterday about how they had much grander plans for it, and it just kind of got messed up. But he was frustrated because he made his dunks. But again, these guys are doing, I know everybody likes to be nostalgic, but the dunks these guys are doing are incredibly difficult. I mean,
correct.
I mean, we're not.
They
doing
are, but they
Steve
just
Brown,
lose their impact when they try it 10 times.
Oh,
before
I agree.
Finally.
100%. Yeah. You should get points taken off for that. I mean, Dennis Smith got a 50 on his fifth try.
Huh.
Yeah, it was just
well.
Ridiculous.
When we were kids, we were enamored with the dunks because you know we were kids and they were the stars were actually competing in these
right.
contests.
The biggest names were there,
right? Even though now they weren't spectacular dunks, but to us they were.
Although,
so
if you
now,
looked,
if you, I'm sure the kids now are, even though they're missing the first three or four, they're probably blown away with the athleticism of what these guys are doing, and they don't have anything to compare it to. We do. So we loved the dunk contest when we were 10, 11, 12 years old, but we've seen every dunk. So, you know, we're not
we're jaded.
Blown away.
We're jaded.
But
we're
I bet you next year we'll get good ratings because Zion's going to be in. I assume Zion Williamson's in it. Have we seen him do a 360 in games? Yes, but he'll do it. And the power, I think, is what will be impressive because Dominique Wilkins didn't have props. He didn't have an airplane out there. He just went and right. did his, you know,
exactly.
windmill dunks. But they were impressive. It's just weird. And I saw the ratings for All-Star Monday or Tuesday, whatever they call it in baseball,
mm-hmm.
when they have the home run contest, actually greater than the dunk contest.
Mm-hmm. Was the Steph Curry bounce pass to bounce alley-oop to Giannis, was that the highlight of the All-Star game?
Probably. It was yeah. pretty impressive. I watched the first quarter. I think I watched almost the whole first quarter, which ended up being like 50 to 45 or something right. absurd like that. And I was watching it with my wife, and she goes, why don't they play defense? It's like, they make too much money. I mean,
because
it's
nobody
4 seconds.
Here's why. Because nobody wants to watch
either
defense.
A dunk or a yeah. three-point contest. Right.
Everyone
three
wants to
shot.
See dunks and three-point shots.
Nobody cares
shot.
About
That's
defense.
All they want to see. Yeah.
It's moved way down the list.
I mean, there
it
were almost 200 threes attempted.
Right. I think it used to be a pretty good competitive game back in the day. It's terrible now.
It's yeah. I mean, that's all the kids want to see. They want to see
I don't know what's
high
worse.
Scoring
I would
games.
Say the Pro Bowl is probably worse. Because the Pro Bowl this year, they
well,
even
it's not
have
even
running
a sport.
Backs.
When you don't even like contact each other, it's not even
right.
a sport.
Yeah, I mean, Saquon was playing defense.
Yeah.
It's a farce is what it is.
And, yeah, I mean,
and
the NBA All-Star game is becoming that way.
It's a waste of your valuable time.
The NBA All-Star game is becoming that way.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna score 200 points pretty soon.
Right.
They were pretty close a couple years ago when the West had 195 points or whatever. They're going to get to 200 points, whoever is going to win the game. They're going to get to 200 soon.
And then before the game starts, I guess I logged a lot of time with it because I was at that Sunday night. I'm just waiting for True Detective. So the All-Star game started at 8 o'clock. So I watched the first quarter, and I watched the intros. The intros take like 30 minutes because – look, I just don't know modern day art. I'm out on modern day artists. J. Cole is performing or 2 Chainz. I don't know who's who, but they just stand out there and there's
but
a
you've
rap.
Seen 2 Chainz live, JP, over at McDonough
in
Georgetown. You should know that.
And actually, I'm botching. I think it was Meek Mill who was performing. Mm-hmm. No idea. I okay. saw a guy. I looked at it and I was like, maybe
I've
that's
2
Chainz because he had 2 Chainz.
You're kidding.
I just was guessing. And then finally they said, thanks again to Meek Mill.
I'm going
to
guess that 2 Chainz has a lot more than 2. He's wearing probably 100 Chainz.
So if you see any brother with 2 Chainz, you think that's 2 Chainz.
That's
really
his gimmick.
That's really funny. Especially considering you did see 2 Chainz perform.
Yeah, but I don't really remember.
Yeah, it was a good performance, actually.
I feel like he had dreads. Did he have dreads?
Can't remember.
Yeah, I think
see,
so.
You can't even remember
can't
that.
Remember no, I took it. A ton of pictures of it.
2 Chainz.
Yeah. Yeah, that was for Midnight Madness for Georgetown.
I didn't watch any of the All-Star game. I didn't watch any of the dunk contests. And I watched more Alliance football than I did All-Star weekend.
I didn't watch any of that either.
How was the second weekend? I didn't see any buzz. I think the ratings are going to be pooped.
I watched a terrible game.
Did you watch the purple team versus the purple team? I heard there was some controversy.
No, I watched
that there was a game where the uniforms looked identical.
They were exactly
identical. Couldn't tell who was who.
Couldn't tell. But that's not the game I watched. Dumb. I watched the Arizona-Memphis game.
All right. Let me guess, Mike Singletary's offense still bad.
And Hackenberg's still bad.
Hold on. He still played again, even after that disastrous opening performance?
Yeah, he played. He started. He had some drop balls, but he just gets pummeled, sacked, fumble, pick. Yeah. It was just bad. I watched more of that than the All-Star Weekend.
Yeah. I didn't watch any of it.
I'm curious to see what the ratings are for the second weekend. Now it was
can't
on,
be good.
It's on NFL
it was on
Network,
NFL Network, and CBS Network.
Yeah, it'll
Sports
be
Network.
CBS Sports.
It'll
Network.
Be poop.
Yeah,
it'll be
well,
poop.
It can't. They can't be in great shape because they had an emergency $250 million investment this weekend.
From who? Who dumped $250 million?
They're already running out of money.
The Hurricanes owner. Now he's the chairman of the league.
Wow, that's a waste of money.
They already need a $250 million cash infusion.
Hold on, the Carolina Hurricanes owner or
Tom Dundon?
He dumped $250 million.
Stepped in to provide a $250 million commitment. He's now the chairman.
Wow.
Well, he ain't gonna get that back.
Source told The Athletic the investment was needed as the league was in danger of missing the scheduled payments on Friday.
Oh, wow. There's already water just
I'm telling
pouring
you,
into the ship.
You wait until week 6 or 7 when the NCAA tournament's gone. They're going to have zero ratings. 0.0. No one's going to watch it.
When did you watch this? Saturday evening?
It was Saturday night, but I was out at dinner, and there was a bunch of TVs, and I was watching LSU or Tennessee, Kentucky here, and was watching Alliance here.
You're watching Atlanta and San Diego.
So you're really present in the table conversation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's fine. My wife was talking to another friend, and me and my buddy were just watching the game. We couldn't believe how bad the football game was. But I'm telling you, there was no one in the stands. The play was bad. The product is bad. And I guess we're not surprised.
It's hard to just keep track when you don't know the players. I'm telling you. That alone will sink it. Mm-hmm. And then you throw in bad play on top of it.
There was a 12-9 game.
All I know is Tom Dundon should be named Tom Dum-Dum for pouring $250 million out of his own pocket into that league. He's going to regret that. You know what? It also tells me he's filthy, stinking rich. Right. He could just write a $250 million check to the Alliance of American Football.
By the way, for us, three-day weekend, which was nice, and one of the big stories over the weekend, although it's a non-story, Redskins-related, was apparently they did make a play for Joe Flacco.
Just stunning to me. Either they did it because they're genuinely interested, which you can understand because they do need a quarterback, or they're just trying to drive the price up. I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you believe it was genuine or a PR deal where they pacify the fans by saying, we made a play for Joe Flacco?
I just don't know how they can afford it.
When they indeed don't have true interest.
If they had traded for Flacco, they'd be on the hook for $50 million for one position. Mm-hmm. I just don't see how that would play.
If you do believe it's true, then clearly they are showing dissatisfaction for what they have now.
Which they should.
Of course they should.
That's what I was saying last week.
But even
week.
Beyond the ability to draft somebody, whether it's Kyler Murray or Drew Lock or whoever's available at 15, I saw in Mel Kiper's, I don't know if it's latest or his first mock, he has the Redskins taking Drew Lock. Mm. I think he has Kyler going 13 to the Dolphins.
Dolphins, I think, pick 13th, yeah.
So it shows that the Redskins do indeed have interest, which gets me to the wild card play. Why don't they give Cap a call? I'm the only one who wants it.
I mean, knock yourself out. I just don't see
Bring
it happening.
Bring him to camp.
I don't see it happening.
Of course, not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
I don't even know if he wants to play football at all.
I think it shows you that, who knows, he might not need it financially after whatever settlement he had. I'm sure that wasn't small.
Oh, I'm sure it was substantial.
But it just shows me that they're going to do everything in their power not to start Colt McCoy in week one.
Well, it's hard to trot out Colt when he's got 7 career wins.
Yeah.
But I just don't know where they have the money. I mean, you could find probably 25 quarterbacks better than Colt, but I just don't know where they have the money for one position.
Well, they might find money if you believe the reports that they were going after Flacco. They would have to make some salary cap space somehow.
It makes sense when you look at it from afar, but when you look at it up close, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't know how they can. I honestly just don't know how they can make that work budget-wise.
You probably whack Josh Norman.
Maybe.
And a couple other big money guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then you're just creating more holes on a roster that's Swiss cheese already.
Okay, but maybe you think you're not getting value for Josh Norman. I don't think anybody believes he should be paid.
They also realize that the most important position is quarterback.
Right. That's where you're going to pour your money in. You don't need a $15 million overrated corner at this point.
The
on
thing
the
I'm depressed about is that I would love for them to go after Kyler Murray, and I know it's not going to happen. So anything else they bring in here is just going to be less than exciting for me.
What if Drew Lock's legit?
Man, I'll root for him. I'll root for him. Maybe he'll be great. The guy I would want is the guy with this big-time superstar potential, in my opinion.
The guy who they're saying might run a sub-4.3 at the combine.
Yeah, they always say that, some of these guys. He'll probably run a 4.4.
Yeah. Is it March 1st or March
2nd? It's so hard to run like a 4.2. I mean, it's crazy. We'll see. Plus, he's going to have to bulk up. He could run a 4.2, baby, if he, you know, gets skinny, but they're going to want to see him bulk up a little bit.
Well, I'd probably like to see him throw, too, which he's not going to do at the combine.
If he measures at like 5'9", 178, that's not going to be good. You know, he needs to bulk up. He needs to probably get close to 200 pounds to withstand his punishment.
You would think. I mean, those are my numbers.
Yeah.
That's like almost exactly
these numbers
what
are not accurate, I would guess.
You want me facing a pass rush?
Yeah. He's tiny. He is just tiny.
It just can't. To run a 4.2, he's going to have to be so tiny, so skinny. I just don't think that behooves him. It's better to be a little heavier.
But with his frame, how much is he going to bulk up?
He can only so much.
He's not going to gain that much weight
only
before the
so
season.
Much. Yeah.
I don't think in life.
Right. He is what he is. He's a small guy. You got to take a chance on him if you really want him. You're rolling the dice.
All right, coming up next, we will fill you in on what's going on with Bryce Harper. And are you sick of the saga? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Bryce Harper, is he going to stay here in D.C.? Is he going to go to the Phillies? Is there another suitor? Are you sick of just hearing about it? Will he actually sign?
Plus, Boswell has a quote. It's not an exact quote, but a Nats player just saying, yeah, write that, and criticizing Bryce's style of play.
Ripping him.
We'll read the quote, and we can kind of debate and discuss and guess who we think it is. I got an idea. I got a guess. Do you, Cakes?
No idea. How would I know who it is?
I got a guess. All right, 800-636-1067.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, so the Nationals are in spring training. Our boys Grant and Danny head down there Wednesday. We're going to head out on March 3rd. We'll be there for the 4th and the 5th in West Palm Beach. We need to thank the Hilton West Palm Beach. They hooked us up once again. We were there last year. Unbelievable spot. Hilton West Palm Beach, located in the heart of downtown. It's a 400-room lifestyle hotel connected to the Palm Beach Convention Center, directly across the street from City Place Shopping and Dining. And in years past, we would go to cover the Nationals and Bryce Harper. And it's looking less and less likely, although they could always enter the fray. The latest, supposedly, is there is a $310 million 10-year contract offer from the Phillies, which, of course, would be $10 million more than the offer which the Nats gave him before free agency began. And he is likely to head to Philly. But it does not seem certain. Because
until it's done,
there hasn't
is.
Been any sort of press conference. Like Cakes and I saw over the weekend, there are these flight trackers out there, which right. has flights going from Vegas to Clearwater, which is the home of the Phillies. But Gabe Kapler is being asked about it, the manager of the Phillies, and he's getting sick of it. He's like, look, of course, both Harper and Machado would make this team better, but they're not here.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing from Mike Rizzo, who is fed up, and he said he's only going to talk. Mike Rizzo, GM of the Nationals, said, I'm only going to talk about players on our team. And the thought is that the Nationals made a take-it-or-leave-it offer, and he left it. So maybe that $300 million offer isn't there. But if that $300 million offer is there, and he has a $310 million offer from the Phillies, if I'm Harper, I would stay with the Nationals.
I mean,
million dollars a year more?
He can make that up so easily in marketing deals and endorsements. Like, Why would you uproot yourself to go to a division rival
because
for
he wants
$1 million additional?
Because he wants to be able to say, I signed for more money than what you offered.
Okay.
It's an ego thing.
The ego's a massive part of this.
I don't understand why he'd want to play in Philly. That media will hammer him. I mean, unless he doesn't care. But that Philadelphia media, you know how it is. The Philadelphia media will hammer
now,
him.
If he's getting an extra,
if he is in a 3-for-25 slump and with 8 strikeouts, they're just going to crush him.
If he's getting an extra 20, 30, 40 million, of course, it makes all the sense in the world. But for an extra $1 million per season, it's easy for me to say,
which
it's taxed, $1 million.
Which is taxed. So in the end, it'll be an extra,
also,
let's say, $6 million.
You got to remember also the tax situation is allegedly different there in Philadelphia, you know, in Pennsylvania.
My guess is the state taxes here are worse than Pennsylvania. You'd have to look it up.
Correct.
I would assume.
That's what you're saying.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. So the tax situation will be more beneficial for him there, and there's not going to be the deferred money that you have here in D.C.
But here's the thing about the tax situation. As far as I know, they get taxed for where they play all their games. Half the games are on the road. Like, yes, the tax situation may be better in Pennsylvania, but I bet when you do all the math, it's not that different. The
Who
total.
Knows?
My understanding.
Because they have to pay taxes when they have to pay taxes in, like, for Houston.
In every spot.
My understanding is that it is beneficial for him, but I haven't broken it down myself.
I don't think it's massive.
Might not be.
But the bottom line
is, neither state is a no state income tax state like Florida.
Correct.
Look, it's out of my realm. I'm not going to act like I'm a tax expert. All I read is that it was beneficial for him tax-wise and that there isn't the tax-deferred money.
But I think that the Nationals' offer is not there.
I don't think it is either.
I think they pulled it.
David Sampson, I believe, is one of the first that reported that there's a 10-year, $310 million offer. Others have heard there's even more. John Heyman's been kind of all over the place. He's saying that the talks with the Phillies appear to be intensifying, but that the other teams that are interested, including the Padres, Nats, Giants, White Sox, and several other mystery teams, haven't been told they're out of it yet. So,
well, that's Boris saying, all right, 310 is the best offer.
Yep.
What you got?
You can come in late and beat it. If you can come in late and beat it, you're the new leader.
John Heyman,
to me, it's Bryce saying, not that nice to be a Philly.
Yeah.
Like, if he was sized, he gets
get
an offer, signs it, says, I want to go to spring training and be there.
It would be real interesting, you know, just the dynamics. And we went through it, the dynamics of the fans here with Bryce, since he's going to play here, you know, 10 times a year, whatever it is. But I don't know why he'd want to play in Philly either. I mean, I think the best situation would be here, the better team on paper. But, you know, he wants the most money. It's an ego thing with Boris. It's an ego thing with Bryce.
Now, what's interesting
is, and it's also the owners saying, we're not going to pay as much for these guys and be so involved in free agency because Machado unsigned, Harper unsigned, Kimbrel unsigned, Keuchel, a guy who's won a Cy Young, unsigned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what's interesting is the Nats appear to be really on the outside looking in. And Boswell, who's funny because he is such a diehard Nats homer, he had written, I remember, a few months ago now at this point, about the possibility of bringing Harper back and how it would have been this unbelievable offseason after all of their acquisitions, assuming that he wouldn't be back. Then it looked like there for a moment, well, maybe he will actually come back. Now he writes this, though few mention it, subtracting Harper, while it would cost 34 homers and an .899 career OPS and some amazing hair flips, would help any team improve its attention to fundamentals. When the most famous player on the team can't go 10 days without failing to run out a ground ball or overthrowing a cutoff man by 15 feet or throwing to the wrong base or being caught unprepared in the outfield or on the bases, it's hard to demand total alertness from the other 24. Write it, quote, one prominent Nats vet said.
The old addition by subtraction theory.
The addition by subtraction theory. And Cakes, who's the prominent Nats? There are only a few prominent Nats vets.
I had to guess, his name would rhyme with Brian Nimmerman.
Oh, I think it's Max Scherzer.
Oh, you think it is?
I think it's Max.
It could be Max. Who knows? It could be Max.
I think it's Max.
Before you said prominent Nats vet, I would have said maybe Eaton.
No, it says prominent Nats vet.
That
could
only be a handful of guys or less.
It's not Strauss.
He doesn't say anything.
Zim doesn't strike me as a guy that would stir the pot that way.
Yeah, but if he's anonymous, you can stir the pot all you want.
Right.
I don't know.
It could be Rendon. It could be a bunch of guys.
But there's only one or two guys that's prominent.
Yeah.
Prominent, and I think, Max narrows it down to Max and Ryan. Sorry.
Well, look, this is the same things he's going to be accused of doing and criticized of doing in Philly or wherever he signs.
Oh, yeah, right? I'm over it. I'm officially 1,000%
over
it.
Oh, I think everyone is.
Just sign and get to spring training. Yeah, I think spring training's is. Already started. I mean, the season starts like in 5 weeks.
Right.
Do you think when's the first spring training game?
Well, I think the first Nats game is March 28th. Season's starting earlier.
So 9 days from now.
Yeah.
What's today?
The 19th.
I think the Nats have a spring training game in 4 days.
Right. Okay, no, you said March 20th. I thought you were talking about February 28th for the first spring training game.
Do you believe that the Nats are better off without Harper? Because they'll be able to pay better attention to detail, they'll have better examples from their prominent players.
No, I don't buy any of that. That sounds like
you don't believe in
teammate.
Addition by subtraction.
No. What I do believe is, and I heard Tim Kirkjian talk about it, is a lot of these teams... Look, they've embraced analytics, and they've done the analytics on, is a Bryce Harper to the team worth that much? You just look at you look at her WAR. Is his WAR that great? Like, is he worth 20 wins? Probably not.
No, he's probably worth 4 to 6, maybe 8 wins.
Right, and teams decide, is 4 to 6 wins, is $300 million over 10 years worth 4 to 6 wins? Probably not. They tap out.
And the owners are getting criticized by the players union because they're not spending all this money, and Tony Clark says they're not trying to get better. But if you look at all the big contracts that the owners have signed to some of these players, they aren't helping these teams. You think Chris Davis helped the Orioles? You think Albert Pujols helped the Angels? I mean, you can go down every single roster. Red Sox signed some crazy contracts in the last 10 years.
But a lot of those are with guys, though, that were older. What's unique about this situation is his youth. And that's why it's not necessarily as bad an idea.
Well...
Pujols got that deal late.
He probably got paid for what he did.
Yeah, that's what a lot of it
prime.
Is.
But again, they're still signing these huge contracts and not getting anything out of it. You know, there's a ton of players like that.
And you had the Astros win a World Series when they basically rebooted their whole lineup and went through a process. And so teams are probably saying, we can go that route where we just gut the team, start over, and hopefully a bunch of young guys become stars. We're not paying them a ton of money, and we can win a World Series that way.
Yeah.
Because the Astros did.
And Stanton wasn't old when he signed his deal. He was certainly right in his prime. And the Marlins had to get rid of him.
Right.
Well, they're getting rid of everybody. But they certainly have to shed that massive
salary. All right,
let's go
around the room. We're going to have Russell on here in a moment. Let's go around the room. Final predictions, or the current predictions on Bryce. Who's it going to be?
I mean, everything points to the Phillies.
It's pointed to the Phillies for weeks.
It has. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet, but I guess it's smart money.
You're going all in.
I would have said the Giants, but that was a couple weeks ago. But now you're hearing all these other reports, and the Giants don't make sense.
I'll agree with him. I'll say the Phillies, but it's not going to happen today. You said it's got to be today. Not going to be today. It's going to drag on for another week or so.
The numbers started to leak out this weekend.
Not going to be today.
He's commenting on...
I'm willing to bet a dollar.
No.
Not much, but I'm willing to bet a dollar. Put it in the bet book. He will not announce or sign today.
Who's the Philly that he's all in his Instagram commenting, just saying, hey, what's up, kid? Who's that?
He's Reese Hoskins.
Yeah. Reese Hoskins. Come on, man. That's not a coincidence.
Well, I'll tell you this. Whoever signs first, Manny or Bryce, the other guy's going to sign about 10 minutes later.
Right.
All right, so you're all in on Phillies.
I think it'll probably be the Phillies, what it sounds like.
Ted Lerner sweetens the pot at the end. Nats.
No, you're kidding. You believe that, or are you just doing a zig?
No, I totally believe it.
You think you think he's going to end up here?
Yes.
Can I bet you money on that?
No.
What dollar?
I'm not that convinced.
I don't believe that.
I think there's a chance he's right. I think I'd put it about 35%.
Ted Lerner... swoops in at the end, 10 years, 325.
Let me say this.
Believe it's today.
Well,
that's what you said earlier on the show.
It could be.
I'm saying it has to be. I have no idea.
Right.
I have no idea. Of course not.
It could be March 3rd.
I would hope it is today. But let me say this. If it turns out to be 10 years, 310 million, I'm not a booer, but I retract everything I said. Go ahead and boo him. If he does it for 10 years, 310, and we offer right, 10 and 300, just go ahead. Just
all right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Later in the show, we'll take some of your calls. But next, it's our Redskins insider, who's become a Bryce Harper insider, Chris Russell, right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.